Start applying parabot mishnah chayef atanim ayoytim et arim v'chata le'an l'paskal k'nez amutim. Wreath that protrude outside the regular arrangement of the ark, but you don't want to cut off those wreaths. You want to save those wreaths for other purposes. And now let it plant other produce underneath those wreaths. If you're using wreaths as a trellis to support the vine, but some of the wreaths that are protruding outside of the ark, you're not planning on using those wreaths to support those vines. You allow to plant underneath those wreaths. And even though we have said previously that when you have a trellis, that part of the trellis is supporting the vines, you allow to plant underneath the other side of the trellis, even though the other side of the trellis is not supporting any vine. But this case is different. And the wreaths are protruding outside of the ark, and you don't plan on using those wreaths to support the ark, you're just saving them for some other purposes, that's not considered part of the trellis. And you allow to plant other types of produce underneath those wreaths. But if the reason why you didn't cut down those wreaths is because you plan on when the vines start growing out more, that you would use those wreaths to support those vines. So even though those wreaths protrude outside the arrangement of the ark, since you plan on using those wreaths eventually to support the vines after they grow out that far, in such a case, it's forbidden to plant other types of produce underneath those wreaths, as those wreaths are considered part of the trellis. Second client pair above Mishnah test, a pracha yoytze mina art. A vine that protrudes outside of an aris. An aris is five vines. It is supported by a trellis. An aris has the status of a karam. You can't plant within 4 amos of an aris. Now, if there's a vine protruding from the aris, and it protrudes even further than 4 amos, ro'en oso ki'ilo mitutela tsluyabo. Connect to us. We will look at that vine as if there's a plummet line hanging from it, and you can't plant any other produce underneath the vine. But you could plant directly to the side of the vine. So therefore, we look at it as if there's a plummet line hanging from it. And to the side of it, you could plant other types of produce, since it's more than 4 amos away from the ark. But you can't plant directly underneath the vine, even though it's more than 4 amos away from the ark. The same thing would be true with a single vine that's being supported by a trellis. The halach is you can't plant within 6 tefachim of a single vine. Now, part of the vine was stretched out to more than 6 tefachim away from the main part of the vine. The same thing would be true that you can't plant directly underneath the vine, but you could plant directly to the side of it. Somebody who stretched out a vine from one tree to another tree, you can't plant other types of produce directly underneath the vine that's stretched out from one tree to another tree, but you could plant directly to the side of it. If this vine wasn't long enough to stretch it from one tree to another tree, so you lengthen the vine by attaching a string or a ribbon to the end of the vine, and that way it's stretched from one tree to another tree, you are allowed to plant other types of produce underneath the chevel or the gemet. You just can't plant underneath the actual vine, but you could plant underneath the chevel or the gemet that was attached to the vine. If you attach it to a cheva or a gemi in order, so that when the vine grows more, it will grow alongside the cheva or the gemi. In such a case, you're not allowed to plant underneath the cheva or the gemi, just like you're not allowed to plant underneath the vine itself. But since you attach the cheva or the gemi to the vine, so when the vine grows more, it grows along the cheva or the gemi, you're not allowed to plant other types of produce, even underneath the cheva or the gemi.